This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Yes, we made it again. It's Friday. Woo!
Yes, we say that to prove to people that this show is not recorded.
It's not recorded. It is, in fact, Friday.
Although there's a flaw in that argument because we could record it and say it's Friday.
We could, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I love this show. You know what's missing?
What?
A name. You know, it's called Mandy and Akmal. I know that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's always a subtext, like another name. Like any suggestion?
Like the grill team or...
That grill team, exactly.
Yeah, but...
drive this... We'll drive you home or whatever, you know.
Okay. Like,
so I was thinking, what about just keep it simple?
Yeah.
It'd be like talking ads and music with Mandy and Akmal. Simplicity works.
Simplicity does work. What about talking ads and music?
Dribble. Just Mandy and Akmal, dribble. No?
Don't
like
that.
Dribble? No.
No, not
a fan. Dribble's
of dribble.
Funny though.
Dribble is funny.
Dribble, double dribble.
Actually, you got a bit on your cheek.
I
right?
do, you see?
I'm
like
already.
A Saint Bernard.
You are dribbling already, which
I'm like a Saint Bernard in the studio right now. Just there's the saliva everywhere. It's running through. Oh, it's got on Widow's hands and...
Oh, yuck.
It's weird.
You know what? We got a great show coming up.
I like
up.
To exchange fluids early in the morning.
You know, oh, you're disgusting.
Why?
You know what? I am so excited because you're going to meet my mum for the very first time today on today's show. We're going to chat to her on the phone for Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I'm really excited because I think you're going to like my mum.
I think I will too.
She's a lovely lady.
Because I don't like you. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Oh, come on.
Anyway.
No, but it will be interesting because you've mentioned before that your mum said this show's not her cup of tea.
No.
Cup of tea.
So you might want to talk to her about
that. We're like the Earl Grey.
And
she's more into Lipton. The
English breakfast.
English breakfast,
that's
exactly.
The one. Thank you for helping me out there. I was all out of tea names.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. A legend of Parramatta.
Sterling runs behind the wall.
18 tests for Australia under his belt.
Sterling stepping up the middle.
A powerhouse at State of Origin.
Sterling ducks under, he'll score under the post.
And in 2018, he's part of 2GO's footy call team, Peter Sterling. Now with Mandy and Akmal, this is Sterlo Selections.
And we're chatting to him thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now, brianhiltonkia.com.au. G'day, Sterlo.
Morning, guys. I've spent all week standing by the letterbox, Akmal, because I'm assuming the check's in the mail.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit slow these days. Snail mail.
This isn't what it used to be, Sterlo.
I'm going to pay you in Bitcoin. I hope that's okay.
Now, that's all right, mate. Winning $10 off of you is like winning $1,000.
Well, that's so nice. And I would like to return that compliment by saying we are so lucky to have Peter Sterling in our little tiny radio show.
Do you know what, Sterlo? Akmal would like to get united as Sir Peter Sterling. He's thinking of
because
launching
you're the
a campaign.
You're the closest thing to royalty that we have in this country.
Well, what about on the same day as the royal wedding? Maybe it could be a, you know.
You can compete with the royal wedding.
Queen's a bit busy that day, but we'll try. Yeah. I mean, we'll give it a go.
Now Pete, I want to take you down memory lane again, once more.
that worries me.
No, don't be scared. it's fine. Now, when I was at school, we used to collect footy cards. Footy cards, you'd buy them, like 20 cents, and you'd get four cards or five cards and a piece of chewing gum.
Yes.
And there were some really rare ones, like Peter Sterling was quite rare.
Yeah.
And like Artie Beaton, millions of them.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You try and swap an Artie Beaton, no one is interested, right? Now, I remember this, and I went on eBay to check. Now, check this out. This will please you, Pete. A Peter Sterling with hair... footy card is worth $25, right? Now, before you think that's a low number, Paul Walton's footy card is
$2.75. Oh,
and you know what? That's even overpriced.
That's overpriced. Exactly. You know?
They're a dime a dozen, the fatties.
The fatties are everywhere. Maybe if he'd worked harder and maybe ate some, you know, less donuts... He would have been up there with you, but no, you are the most expensive, and we should buy it for our station.
We should buy it for our station and stick it up in the studio.
I used to collect all those footy cards, and I remember when you'd get the last card to make out your set, that was just one of the great days of the year. And I think the Sterlo card these days is rare because with hair... that's even rarer. So it's a double whammy as well, isn't it, really?
It is.
I think we should get it on eBay before someone...
Yes, steals it. All right.
Steals it.
All right, that's on the list to do today, Stirlo. But on the footy list, who do you want to watch this weekend? Which games are the big ones?
Yeah, I think there's three standout games for me tonight. I really like North Queensland. I liked what I saw in Bathurst last week. I think they can go back-to-back, although I'm sure the West Tigers will be better than they were against the Warriors. Mm. I like Canberra to cause a little bit of an upset against Cronulla. Canberra won four of their last five. I think they'll make it five of their last six. But the standout game, Dragons and Rabbitohs. Arch rivals, traditional rivals, and this South Sydney side's looking really good with the football. But I think the Dragons can maintain their stellar form and stay on top of the competition ladder. But they're about to be hit because when Origin comes around in a few weeks, they're going to lose half their team. So they're stockpiling points now looking really good doing so.
It's a double-edged sword.
Forward thinking from you, Stirlo.
It's a double-edged sword, State of Origin.
It is a double-edged sword. Mm. Yeah, maybe they should move it.
That's very deep, Akmar. Can I quote that somewhere?
Yeah you can quote that for sure. Absolutely. I made that up. No one's ever said that before.
I probably won't. Okay.
Thanks, Pete. As always, Stirlo. We'll get your full tips and we'll stick them on Facebook.
And we're going to get United.
We're going to get
before
United?
Before the season's finished, I promise you, you will be Sir Peter Stirling.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward even more to the mail today, because I'm sure today is going to be the day.
That your $10 arrives.
Yeah, today or sometime this week. Promise you.
I'm going to spend it wisely.
All right.
Thanks, Stirlo.
Chant to Stirlo. Thanks to the Brian Hilton Kia demo sale on now. BrianHiltonKia.com.au.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. Pick the roundabout.
Oh, this is our Friday game. I describe a roundabout. You guess it, win a prize. Pretty easy, pretty awesome.
How did you come up with that?
Aaron from Baddow Bay. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, how are you guys?
We're fabulous. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I've got a roundabout for you. See if you know it. It's a three-way roundabout. If you go one way, there's a fruit stand, so you can grab a banana, and then you can take that banana to the Jehovah Witness Hall, which is on the other way.
And throw it at them.
Well, you could eat the banana.
Read their literature and continue.
And if you wanted to visit someone at the cemetery or just have a quiet moment to yourself, you could go the other way. So which roundabout is it, buddy?
I think it's the roundabout coming from Horace's Beach on your way to Wombool Shops on the Six Coast Highway with the fruit shop on the corner.
It is indeed. Well done, sir. Good work.
You're very good.
Hey.
Good one, Aaron. And you're from Baddow Bay, so you'd probably travel that roundabout quite a bit, wouldn't
Aaron,
you?
Aaron is a very biblical name. I'm guessing he's from Jehovah's Witnesses.
Are you Aaron?
No.
Okay.
Mate, you've got some tickets to go along to Sydney Roosters taking on the Gold Coast Titans, Saturday, May 26th, Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. Tickets available at ticketek.com.au. You've got a double pass.
Thanks, buddy.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, mate. We'll catch you later. And did anyone have a surprise prize?
Akmal was supposed to, but he forgot.
I forgot, yeah.
He has the brain of a goldfish.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Call anytime, 4324444. We love to hear from you. Plus, if you see anything on the road, we can let everyone else know about it.
Yeah, well, something's been seen on the road in Poland, let me tell you.
Tell me.
This is crazy. You know how people have fantasies about beer trucks losing their load and then you just kind of walking up and just taking a carton of beer?
Well, not being an alcoholic, I've never had that fantasy, but yes, okay. I can understand what you're saying, yes.
Oh, look, it is one of those things, but this is...
That's a fantasy?
Well, you know, that would be a Homer Simpson fantasy,
beer,
wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, this is a fantasy for some people, I'm sure. In Poland, a truck has overturned, losing its load, closing a couple of highways.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused mass traffic chaos. The truck was carrying 12 tons of liquid chocolate, milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
It was carrying 12
tons. And it was all over the road.
And the chocolate went all over the road. Now, apparently, the guys that were trying to clean it up were saying that this is actually really, really difficult because once it hardens, it's worse than snow. It's very slippery.
I've been to Hoyts. It's, you know when you get those chalk tops?
Oh, yeah.
And because you can never crack it. Oh, you go, why am I doing this again? I forgot how awful these things are.
I think think they're quite yummy. Yeah, the old ice magic. That's what it would be like on the road.
But you know the coincidence, the incredible coincidence? There was all this chocolate on the road.
Yeah.
And just as that happened, a bus full of women who just happened to synchronize their period at that time. It's early enough. We can talk about this. Had just stopped and licked the road clean.
Oh, you are.
Did that happen or did I make that up?
I made that up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Was it? I thought it was kind of slightly. Why?
I was going to say that there was a field. There just happened to be a field of strawberries next door to the freeway, and everyone picked the strawberry. But that
would have been a more appropriate, angle to take.
You, that's for sure.
Yes. I agree. I can see that now. I'm learning. Yeah. Yes, I would have gone with the strawberries if I can take back time
instead of the women on the bus that have synchronized their period.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Tell us
That's
about
what you're
Barrel
remember,
of Love.
Remember that game Barrel of Monkeys?
Yes.
Remember?
What about that song, Roll Out the Barrel?
Wow.
We'll have a barrel of loves. Anyway.
Yes, that's what the guy who did Adelaide thing was singing. That was his theme song, apparently.
We're not talking about barrels. We're talking about last night, and you didn't have a barrel of laughs last night. What happened?
No barrel of laughs, no laughs, no barrel. My father-in-law is staying with us, and he's a lovely man, and he's an incredible artist and a carpenter and everything, but he is aging. And
not 100%.
He's not 100%, but neither. Who is that?
No, what I mean is he's a bit unwell.
Yeah, only one person in human history was perfect, apparently, and look what they did to him.
Yes.
They nailed him up.
Anyway, moving right along. Back to your night.
Yes. So he accidentally, poor guy, I felt sorry for him, but he accidentally let one of our dogs out, and the dog ran out. And he rings me and says, I was at somewhere locally, and he said, you better come home because one of your dogs is out. And I thought, oh, no, that's a terrible thing. That's like, when my wife comes home saying one of our child is missing.
Yes.
And your dad's, it was your dad's fault.
Don't blame dad.
He let the kid out. So we're driving around looking for the dog. And then I come back home, no dog, but the father-in-law is feeling guilty and sick, and he's lying on the bed and he's having it like a semi... indigestion.
Oh, indigestion.
But really bad. Mm. I'm going, oh my God. He goes, you got to go to the chemist to get me Gaviscon.
Right.
So dog's missing. I have to go get Gaviscon. I have to remember that it's called Gaviscon and not get him something else that's going to make him worse. So I'm riding, I'm trying Gaviscon. And then as I'm driving to the chemist, I get a call from my agent saying, where are you, man? You're supposed to be in Sydney doing a gig.
Oh my
and I'd forgotten
God,
about this gig completely. So I'm going to the chemist to buy Gaviscon. My dog is missing, and I have to go to Sydney. And my father-in-law is in bed wanting Gaviscon because he may not make it through the night. And my dog's missing, and I have to go to Sydney to do this gig.
God.
And my brain exploded. And I went to the chemist, got the Gaviscon, went back to the house, gave him the Gaviscon, left him in bed. And then called my wife, said the dog's missing, but I got to go to Sydney, and the dog has been found, and the father-in-law lives, and I did a gig that it didn't go so well, but that's okay. I think that's generally speaking, a happy ending.
It's pretty good.
I'm happy with that.
I think that's a good result. Is your father-in-law okay?
Yes, he is. Thank you for asking. Okay. But and the dog was found safe and well.
Dog was found. Okay, that's good.
Yes,
but not such a good gig.
Well, no, it was a tough gig. It was in like a factory or something. I thought, man,
life is just chaos.
I should have worked harder.
You just have this chaotic life.
Well,
just...
I have comedians, friends of mine that I grew up with who are doing the State Theatre and the Opera House, and I'm doing a factory somewhere in Miranda, and there was a sausage sizzle as I was performing. And all these tradies were standing. Who's this bloke? Is that Undo? And it was a terrible night. But at least no one died.
No one died.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
It is Mother's Day on the weekends.
Mother, there is no other like mother. So treat her right.
Okay, as Mr. T says, treat your mother right. Yep. And yesterday after the show, we caught up with your mum, man.
Yeah, look, we do have some Mother's Day slippers to give away a little later in the show, but I wanted Akmal to meet mum, Jan Coolen, because in the past she has said that this show is not her cup of tea. Say who you are.
Hello?
Hello, Jan.
Yeah.
How are you?
Is that you, Akmal?
Yes. It's been a while.
I was expecting my Mandy's voice.
Hello, Mum. I'm here too.
Hello, darling. Just let me turn off the ABC.
What?
You got the ABC on.
Oh.
Just let me turn it off. That's okay. How are you, Akmal?
That's good. I hear you doing Meals on Wheels.
Yes, I'll be off to Meals on Wheels shortly in the pouring rain.
That's good. You're a true champion of the people. That's what you are. And you've given birth to a wonderful young woman.
Oh, thank you.
He called me young for once. Normally he calls me old.
But can I ask you a few questions about your daughter, Mandy?
Of course you can.
When she was a young child, did you smack her a lot?
Oh, no.
No?
But what I used to do with her when she was naughty...
Mm-hmm.
I used to put her in the bathroom because there was nothing to play with in there. It was very boring.
In the bathroom?
Mm. Yep, there was nothing in there.
Because if she sent me to my room, I'd just have a good time, wouldn't I?
She'd just play, yeah. Yeah. And very often, and we used to have little blackboards, so she'd come out of the bathroom with her face hanging on the ground, and so I would draw this face on the blackboard with a droopy lips. And she hated that as well.
She hated that. You know, every time she goes to a bathroom now, she comes out crying.
Yeah, I know.
It's never left her. And I hear from someone, not Mandy, Mandy, that you don't listen to the show because, and I quote, it's not your cup of tea. What can we do to make it more your cup of tea?
Well, some of the music.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
You do?
Yeah. You're not a big fan of Phil Collins?
Well, I don't mind him.
What about
Keith Urban, Mum?
No.
Nah, give him a miss. Too short.
What about Imagine Dragons?
Oh, for goodness sake.
For goodness sake, Imagine Dragons. Nonsense. What about John Williamson?
John Williamson, he's okay. He's getting a bit old. And I like some of his songs.
Oh, yeah. You don't want anyone old.
No, of course not.
But what about this song, Jan?
True Blue.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you see?
Why don't you sing her your version, Akmal?
Is it me or you? Is it a kangaroo? Or a didgeridoo? Or a cockatoo? Hey, True Blue. It's beautiful, isn't it? I've had singing lessons.
I can tell.
Yes.
I think I prefer John Williamson to that.
Mm. Well, I'm not hurt by that at all. That's good.
Now, Mum, it's Mother's Day, so I did want to say Happy Mother's Day for Sunday. And also, unfortunately, Akmal lost his mum and dad a little while ago, so I wondered...
I've looked everywhere. I can't find them.
Well,
I think they're hiding behind the couch.
I wondered if you might be Akmal's sort of
step-mum.
Well, fill-in mother, you know.
Fill-in mother.
If you could
fill-in mother for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because the thing is, Mum, he's pretty chaotic, and I think he could do with some motherly advice in his life.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Okay. Excellent.
Would you read me a story?
Of course I would.
Oh.
Which one?
Well, I'll...
The Pokey Little Puppy or Peter Rabbit or...
Oh, yeah. That would work for sure. I would be happy with anything.
Well, we might do that another time. We might do story time.
No, I didn't mean now. No. I meant when she's mothering me and she's tucking me in.
Oh, when she's tucking you in bed.
Yeah.
And making him a nice cup of tea first.
Yeah, or cocoa.
Cocoa. I like cocoa.
Yeah, me too. We've got a lot in common.
We have.
We both hate Keith Urban. We both...
Like cocoa.
We should hang out more, Jan.
We should do. When I come over, we definitely will.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you, Mum. Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
And you too. And I shall think of you both.
Yes, because he's your honorary son now.
He's my. I've never had an honorary son, really.
Well, he's an honorary Egyptian son,
yes,
too.
I've never had an honorary Egyptian son either.
That's right. And when Egyptian sons come and live with you, they never leave.
Oh, my God.
You got me for life.
Thanks, Mum.
You have to sign
a
contract.
My love. Have a good day, you two naughty people.
See you, Mum.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
It's breakfast with Mandy and Akmal, although we are minus Akmal in the studio.
Yes, so Akmal's been taken out of the studio. Look, our good friends at Triple M Sydney down the road have asked for him to join them on their show because they got wind of Gimme Five for Kids and our comedy night, and they think it's a bit of all right. In fact, I think that there'll be a few people trucking up the freeway for this night.
Well, it's going to be a huge night. When you get this many comedians in one room...
Well, it is kind of like one of those Melbourne Comedy Festival galas or the Sydney Comedy Festival galas, but it's right here on the Central Coast.
So we've got Fiona O'Loughlin.
Yep, she's massive.
Joel Osborne.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Umbilical Brothers.
I love them.
Yep.
I actually
Jim Owen,
them.
Akmal himself, like,
I know,
massive.
It's huge, right? So
usually you pay like 50, 60 bucks to see one of them.
Well, I know Kitty Flanagan was charging 50-something dollars to see her in the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
So
it's
not usually very cheap to see even some of these big names on their own. $80 will get you a ticket to see all of these people. Every cent of that will go to Give Me Five for Kids, which means the hospitals here on the coast, the children's hospitals, can buy equipment that they need, they can get services that they need, so that if your kid is sick and they don't have it, you don't have to go down to Sydney or to Newcastle, they're going to have that equipment.
Yeah, I reckon you should tell your boss to pull the wallet out.
Yes.
And buy your work colleagues.
That's
like
a great idea.
15, 20 tickets and take work along.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Mm. You know, work buddies. Or just get a bunch of your girlfriends. Like, chicks often like a good night out.
Yep.
Leave the blokes home looking after the kids.
Yeah.
Get your mates together and have a girls' night out.
Yeah, so it's going to be absolutely massive. June 3rd at Mingara. If you want more details and to get tickets, 2gofm.com.au is where you can do that.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We do have some Busby Maru tickets to give away today, actually.
Well, you know what? Just join the conversation and you might even get them.
432-44444 is the number.
I want to talk about this incredible woman. I found this on the internet last night and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
This woman and her partner were due to get married in a week's time, and they decided to go on a tour on the Zambezi River.
Oh, yeah.
They were in Africa, and they were travelling around, and they wanted to do a canoe tour on the Zambezi River. Now, I've been to Africa, and...
Yeah. Which part?
I've been to Zambia, Tanzania, Kenya, and... what's the little country? Malawi, which is a very cool little country.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that you would have...
Yeah, no, it's an amazing place, but it's also very wild, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so they went on this canoe ride, and the tour is the canoe ride. They're actually on a proper tour.
Yeah, on a canoe.
On a canoe.
That's
and
a canoe ride.
And they said to her, look out for crocodiles, everybody, just be careful of crocodiles. A crocodile leapt out of the water and grabbed her by the arm.
Yes.
And it ended up taking her arm off. Have a listen to this. This is her talking about it. She's very cool and she's fine, right? She's missing an arm.
She's armless.
But she's fine. Have a listen. Mm.
Grabbed my arm and it pulled me down. Then when I was getting loose, it would grab my arm again and pull me down. So it bit me at least 3 times on this arm. So my first thought was I was going to die because the water was now bloody. But then after a while, I just thought, but no, let me just fight. So I just kind of hung in there until the tour guides were able to save me and get me onto their canoe.
Amazing, right? So then they save her.
Yes.
She's missing an arm. She goes to hospital fighting for her life. She comes back. Like, they fix her up and everything.
Mm.
And 5 days later, she gets married in the hospital chapel to her fiancé.
Yeah.
With bandages all over the top part of her arm. Like, what a remarkable woman.
And you know the weird thing? Her husband was wearing a shirt with a crocodile on it. Oh, you know that shirt with the crocodile? Yeah, the Lacoste thing. But that's a strange story because, you know, we have people being eaten all the time in Australia. You know,
We do.
You know, when you see someone with a missing leg, on the news going, oh yeah, I was surfing this morning and you know, I was going well and then this shark comes out and just takes me leg off. Hey, I couldn't believe it. What are the chances of that happening?
Well, fairly high.
That's where they live, dickhead. And you're riding on a contraption that has fins, looks like a fish. Why does this surprise you, idiot?
But she was just having a canoe with her tour company.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she was on holiday and she's lost an arm.
Well, that's very sad. But you know what I would like to see?
Mm.
You know, just for a change, present the story from the crocodile's point of view. So how did she taste? And he would probably say a little bit like chicken.
Anyways, look, it is a thing about Australia when it comes to the wildlife here. It does deter tourists sometimes.
It does. And
because they might get injured on holiday.
Well, this is it, right? And I want to know whether you have got injured on holiday.
I mean, it doesn't help tourism if, you know, the brochure says, come to Australia, you may die.
Well, no, that's probably not the best tourism campaign.
No, the guy who came up with that is now sacked. Yes. He's working at Bunnings.
I want to ask, when were you injured on holidays? Give us a call. We've got Busby Maru tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't lose an arm and hopefully... You know, she's fine. She's going
to
be okay.
Did you have to go to hospital in Tanzania?
Well, maybe you did.
Or did you get carried off in Bogota?
For Busby Maru tickets, 4324-444-4324-444 4324-444 is the number. When were you injured on holidays if you want those Busby Maru tickets?
Did you lose a tooth in Sierra Leone?
Robin from Greenpoint, thanks for giving us a call. Now tell us about your holiday injury story.
I took my family to France, at Paris, and we were doing a campervan trip, and we decided we'd have a few days in Euro Disney. So on the last day, we're about to fly out that night, they said, oh, we should look at the Fantasy Castle. So we went for a walk, and I fell down the stairs, ended up in a French hospital, don't speak French, and ended up with four pins in my leg, and I came home in a wheelchair, and the kids had thought I was the best mother ever because on Mother's Day they were at Euro Disney for 5 days with free classes.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. And we, since you've told us that story, we've had a look at the security footage, and apparently Mickey Mouse...
pushed you down the stairs.
He's implicated. It's alleged. So but it's terrible when you're sick.
I think that was the problem.
Well, it's terrible when you're sick and you don't speak the language. You know, like you can have four pins in your leg, and it's actually your arm that's injured.
Well, the only thing I was saying to them was no Allergen, anesthetic, okay, that was all I could manage, and they just wheeled me off.
Wow, Robin, how frightening! So, how long were you in the hospital in Paris for?
About 6 or 7 days. I had to stay there, and then I had to sort of be able to inject myself on the plane coming back, and then I ended up in a wheelchair for about 3 months, but it all ended up good in the end. So
Robin, that's really bad. You really did a good one there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I did do a good one.
But, yeah, Robin, you're lucky it was France and not, say, Pakistan.
Yes, or where the last one was with the crocodile.
Zimbabwe.
Sounds like you need to get in your getaway car.
You know, Busby Maru tickets coming your way, Robin.
You know one place
thank
you should... Thank you, Robin. You know one place you should never, ever get diarrhea? Cairo.
Because there
are no public toilets anywhere.
Can I tell you, I've actually... I got sick in Egypt, and it was one of the worst moments of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's
It's hard to enjoy the pyramids when you... when you got the runs.
Anyway. Congratulations, Robin. You are going to go to Busby
Maru. I don't care about the pharaohs. I need a toilet.
2GO presents Busby Maru. Got you back. Regional tour at Longjetty Hotel, 25th of May. Get your tickets from now. BusbyMaru.com.au. Robin's got a double pass.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a great gig. Well done, Robin.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I think we need to talk about China. Let's talk about
Who?
China.
Let's say China.
Let's talk about China. In China, last week, it was brought to light that some of the companies are keeping tabs on their employees using brain scanning technology. And they're using this in helmets that people wear when they're working in factories or in the military or in transportation.
Those Chinese.
I know, right? And so the helmets, check this out, the EEG sensors, it's part of a government-sponsored thing, and they can monitor the emotional states of the workers while they're working, and they can monitor productivity. This is like Brave New World stuff.
What an age we live in.
I know.
Do you believe in psychics and fortune tellers and stuff? When I was young, I was walking through King's Cross, and this woman, she was a psychic, and she said, if you give me $20, I can tell you, I can read your mind.
Yeah.
And I said, if you can read my mind, you'll know I don't have $20. And she didn't find that funny at all. just told me off. I don't think she was a mind reader.
You know what? I've actually managed to get my hands on one of these helmets.
No way.
I have.
You're kidding.
I've managed to get my hands on one of these helmets. I've got it right here, and I thought it might be
fascinating. You got connections in China.
I know, mate. I've got connections everywhere.
You're a spy. I've never trusted you.
It might be interesting and fun to scan your brain because you have an interesting brain, and I think it would be excellent to see to hear some of the things going on in
your
brain.
Now, be careful. You should be ready with the dump button.
Okay.
Because I've got No, because I've got some bad ideas.
All right, we'll just I've take your cap off.
Take the cap off, all right.
And just move the headphones to the back of your head a little bit.
Go on then.
Yeah, all right, are we ready?
Giss it, yeah.
Giss it. All right, so we're going to put the Brain Scan 2000 on Akmal's head.
Okay, it's on your head now.
This is not a dodgy thing, is it?
No.
Not a dodgy thing.
All right, switch it on.
Oh, my God.
All right, is it on?
Yeah. You know what? The irony. This is me on a good day. This is me with clarity.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. I am lucid. You should see my brain. Yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday was unbroadcastable. I had some things.
Let's take the hat off.
I was thinking some things about me, Keith Urban and Russell Crowe, and it was really...
All right, let's just go to Farnsley.
Let's leave it there.
Two GOs, Mandy and Akmal, on the air right now.
Look, it is Mother's Day on Sunday.
Mother, there is no other like mother. So treat her right.
Treat her right. Treat your mother right.
We love the Mr. T song. We're going to try and play it in full, even though management has said to us we can't.
Management. God, they're always gone.
There are rules at this place.
They don't even work here, Mandy. I told you this before. Anyway, they just loiter around the station.
We might play Mr. T later.
Trying to steal CDs and freckles.
You know what? I was thinking this morning about how, as mothers, we have to tell white lies throughout our life.
Yeah.
And I was trying to recall some of the ones that my mum had told me.
Mm-hmm.
We did speak to mum, and we're going to speak to her again a little later in the show. But one of the things she said to me was, if you lie, then there'll be a spot on your tongue. And so when we were kids, if we'd done something and she suspected that we'd done something and we lied, she'd say, stick out your tongue. And, of course, if we didn't want to stick out our tongue,
it meant
we were lying.
Yes.
But then I got sort of a little bit clued into this and I started sticking out my tongue, and then she'd go, there it is. I can see it right there. You've got a spot right there. And then I'd go, oh, no. So she totally lied to me, and it took me till I was about 10, I think, until I realised this thing wasn't true.
You should have got a sticker and stuck a spot on your tongue. Said, Mum, I'm telling you the truth.
Imagine if you had a piercing. Well, that would be the big spot on the middle of the tongue. Anyway.
Yes, very true. My mum constantly.
Did she lie to
you? Always.
What did she constantly. Lie to you? Tell us one of the lies.
She told me, Jesus loves me. And I remember thinking, he doesn't love me very much. I was having a terrible day. And she said, Jesus loves you. I said, no. Or she said, Jesus loves you, but the rest of us think you're an idiot.
She did not say that.
She said that once.
She did
not. Well, I'll tell you what she actually said. These two were jokes. She used to say, if you're naughty, I've told you this before.
The monster. No, was it the monster?
Abu Shwel was, it translates literally to he who has a sack.
Right.
And he's gonna come at night while you're sleeping, put you in the sack, and then throw you into the ocean.
Oh, my God, that's frightening for a child.
No, you're telling me.
God, no wonder you're a little bit the way you are.
Exactly, because Abu Shwel is coming for me.
You know what?
I always check under the bed every time I go to sleep for Abu Shwel.
Yuck,
Abu Shwel. Boo.
What about the one? If the wind changes, your face will stay that. That's a classic.
That's an Anglo one. We didn't have that one.
No, that's an Anglo one.
We had a lot of children being chucked in the sea.
Harsher culture. All right, give us a call. Tell us what crafty lie did Mum tell you, and you might just score yourself a pair of slippers for Mother's Day.
Yeah, we do have some great slippers. Stuck for a gift this Mother's Day. Grab 100% sheepskin slippers and Ugg boots from Stockland Sheepskin Factory, Gosford. 4324444 is the number. Call right now. What crafty lie did Mum tell you?
Daryl from Terrigal, tell us about the lie that your mum told you.
Well, I used to pull a lot of faces when I was young, and if I was out in the wind, and she told me if I pulled faces, the wind would change, and that's how I would look forever.
Yes, that's one that we were reflecting on earlier.
Daryl, you know how you could have got her back? Is like put on the weirdest face and then walk in and go, walked in the wind, and don't change it for a week.
I mean, it's a committed joke. You'd have to be committed to that joke, but it would be funny. Thank you so much, Daryl. Great to hear from you. Have a great weekend. Rabina from Lizaro, what's the lie that your parents told you?
I was only very little at the time, but we had to go to hospital to visit my cousin. And obviously in the children's ward, there was lots of children undergoing treatment. And they had no hair. And I was like, why do they all have no hair? And they told me that it was because they all got their hair stuck in the fan. So I've spent basically my entire life being very cautious around fans.
Well, that's sensible anyway.
Oh, my God. That is...
I mean, so...
I think Mandy's lost it.
I love it. I love what parents do.
So if your parents didn't tell... If your mum didn't tell you that, would you have gone around just putting your face in fans?
Well, probably. To make that noise, you know?
Yeah. I love that noise too, Rabina.
Who hasn't done that?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That's a great laugh. Wendy from Tumby, what did your parents...
Hi.
What did your parents lie to you about?
Oh, Mum said, don't ever pluck above your eyebrows or you'll go mad.
Yes.
I haven't heard that one.
I've never heard that one. That's interesting.
And what's above your eyebrows? It's just skin.
Well, maybe just your brain. Maybe she's thinking, like, if you pluck too high,
it gets to your brain.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Lovely to chat to you. Leanne from Tookley, we're going to finish on you. Tell us the lie your mum said.
Well, when I was a kid, back in the day, my stepmum, we used to eat chewing gum and we'd swallow it.
Yeah.
And she used to say, if you swallow your chewing gum, you'll have, like, as a girl, you'll never have kids.
You'll never have kids.
Or maybe you'll, that's frightening.
Or maybe you'll give birth to a bubble.
Yeah, so we didn't swallow our children anymore.
Wow.
Well, that's probably a good
She'd
thing.
She'd say you'd never have kids. Did you believe her?
Yes, she's gone.
That's all right.
Maybe you do have kids, but you have like mint flavoured babies.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Rabina, are you still there?
I am still here.
Mate, you've won yourself some slippers from the Stockman's Sheepskin Factory.
Yay!
Well done.
Just as long as you don't put them near any fans, okay?
Don't put them near the fans, please.
Oh, look, I'm scarred for life, truly.
I know, I can
tell.
I'm
still cautious of it, yeah.
I'm scarred just listening to you. That's fantastic. Have a great weekend, Chick. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great one. And if you're stuck for a gift this Mother's Day, grab 100% sheepskin slippers and Ugg boots from Stockman's Sheepskin Factory in Gosford. And just very quickly, happy Mother's Day to all the mums on
Happy
Sunday.
Mother's Day to everybody.
If you had a baby come out of you, congratulations.
What if you adopted?
Well,
if you adopted, you're still a mum.
Exactly.
If you adopted a child. Oh, you're still a mum, of course.
Yeah. So you don't have to actually have held it inside your belly. If you're in a same-sex relationship as well, you could be still a mum.
My God, I never thought about it.
I know. You see? One generalisation.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums.
Let's just keep it simple, guys.
Boy, is my face red.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
About time for us to get out of here, T.
Yeah, but we want to play the Mr. T Mother's Day song just one last time for all the mothers. Yeah.
There is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her. My mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
I'm being held back, I can't stop it.
You can't stop Mr. T.
From the pain that she felt when I was gone. Always for the oven with the burning heat. Where she stood making sure I had something to eat.
Okay, all right. That's for the mums on Mother's Day. Yeah. Have a great Mother's
Day.
Nothing
says, I love you, Mum, better than Mr. T.
Yeah, we're going to send a lucky listener, Mr. T, personally, to sing that song to her.
I'm just thinking how funny it would be if you dressed up as Mr. T. That would look really funny.
Yes, it'd be hilarious.
Because you're bald like Mr. T.
Well, no, he's not bald. He's got a
He's got a mohawk.
He's got a mohawk. Oh, we could stick one on. That'd be all right.
Anyways, we got to get out of here. Brownie's up next.
Oh, what happened to Mickey D?
Oh, Mickey D.
The syphilis.
He did have syphilis this week and then he contracted a really bad case of hemorrhoids. But he's had a shocking week. Our thoughts are with him. Last night, just when he was starting to get better, he went to his freezer to get some ice cream and his fridge fell on him. The fridge he bought from Domain fell on him.
No.
No, it didn't.
We don't know. We hope he can make it, but it's
since
touching.
The fridge accident, he
Ring
can't
up
come in.
And wish him well.
He's actually on holidays. That's okay.
That's what we're going to say.
The syphilis got him.
That's the official.
He's gone on a syphilis holiday.
Look, we've had a fun one, and Brownie's up next with lots of fun ones to lead you into your weekend. Have a safe, happy weekend. Enjoy Mother's Day. We'll catch you Monday, 5:30. Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.